Gardening for some is a hobby done for fun, while others it's a passion for a process which results in food on the table. Location and space that doesn't always avail themselves to making gardening possible in whole or in part. My first guest this week is here to provide you with the gardening option which brings farmers into the equation, and I guess we'd call it a sense of community for everybody. Here with a preview of the first annual New Jersey Highlands Community Supported Agricultural, that's CSA, and Community Garden Fair. Is co-founder of the Sparta Farmers Market, also head of New Jersey New World, Mitch Morrison. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for hosting me.
And a couple of websites for Mitch. Of course, they're over at our site, so you don't need to write these down, newjerseynewworld.com. And for the Sparta Farmers Market, spartafarmersmarket.org. So give us a preview, Mitch, about the this fair coming up for community gardens and what are called CSAs.
Yeah, very good. I appreciate the opportunity, Chris. What we're seeing is a dramatic increase in interest in what people are ingesting into their bodies, food. So people are very concerned about where their food comes from, who is producing their food, how it's produced, how they treat their animals on the farm, and so on. So this has led to more interest in the CSA, as you mentioned, the Community Supported Agriculture. And what that is share. So you're forming a relationship with a local farmer, and you're purchasing from that farmer, you're purchasing shares of his or her crops and or meat and honey and garlic and so on. So what we've done is we've pulled together a CSA fair at the Sparta Farmers Market, which will take place on March 19th from 9:30 to 1 p.m., and the location is at the Sparta Middle School, which is located at 350 Main Street in Sparta, New Jersey. And the following farm participants are, well, there's quite a few farm participants, and also community gardens are participating. There's Cheritavis Farm, there's Circle Brook Farm, Ideal Farm, Kittatinny Mountain Farm, Race Farm, Sunset Vista Gardens, Vernon Valley Farm, Willowbrook Farm, Flatbrook Farm, and Voodoo Farm, and also the Sparta Community Gardens are participating.
This sounds like an idea, too, especially with the community garden concept, Mitch, that this is something we hear frequently in the urban areas where there's a, you know, where a building once stood and was burned out or condemned, and there was this bare patch of land that we always hear about these stories in the middle of the hustle and bustle. There springs a garden. So I wonder how many people are surprised that the community garden concept is, here's my bad pun for the morning, taking root in what is considered to be a rural area where farming is in abundance already.
It is, and I like your pun. We certainly have been to the urban gardens in Newark, and they're outstanding. We volunteered there as a group from Sparta and the Sussex County region. So we've started a bunch of community gardens in Sussex County and Passaic County, and including, you know, West Milford, for instance, has three organic community gardens. Sparta has two community gardens, and Andover has one very large community garden.
So Mitch Morrison, who is the founder of New Jersey New World, as well as co-founder of the Sparta Farmers Market, getting a preview of the first annual New Jersey Highlands Community Supported Agriculture, or otherwise known as CSA, and Community Garden Fair. It's taking place at the Sparta Farmers Market on March 19th from 9:30 in the a.m. until 1 in the p.m., spartafarmersmarket.org. As we get more info about that, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Going over to the idea of the CSAs, Mitch, it sounds like, it's getting those who wish they could garden the fresh produce that they want. And for the farmers, it sounds like a great deal because it basically gives them an early footing on some sort of idea of what their financial situation is going to be for the seasons. Ahead of time, before versus later.
From everybody's perspective. So as far as the community gardens go, it's called the community garden for a good reason. People get together and they have an awesome time. They have meals together at the gardens. You know, it's a very social event and they help each other. So, you know, beyond that, it's very educational. Some experts are on flowers, some are on produce, and they help each other with the various things that they're doing. You know, as far as the CSAs go, it's really taken off. We've also included, beyond just the residents in our area, we've started a program called the Farm to Office Program, where we're helping our local farmers sell into large corporations. large New Jersey Fortune 500 corporations. So there's a lot of really awesome things going on to not only support our farmers, our local, you know, small farmers, but also just, you know, for the health and nutrition purposes, too.
I recall, I guess it was a year, maybe it was 2 years ago now, legislatively, there was a bill that went through the State House and was signed into law that urges schools to incorporate and purchase or give favoritism, in, as well they should, to purchasing New Jersey produce labeled under the Jersey Fresh program.
Yes, that bill did go through. We're challenged, I hate to say it, but we are challenged to get our local foods in our own schools. We're working on that through a lot of different angles. But as to date, we haven't succeeded yet.
The idea with, and we should expand for someone who this is new territory to as far as an idea, when we say farmers and what they produce, it's not limited, and the CSAs and the farmers market and the community gardens are not limited to fruit and vegetables. It runs the gambit from produce to breads to meats and cheeses. I mean, what people think is available at a farmers market or through the CSA programs versus what is, two very different pictures.
Yeah, no, so everything is available through a CSA. You know, and it is all about supporting that farmer. And you know, our farmers are expanding their horizons. Some are offering ice cream now, and as you said, bread and cheese and garlic. You know, it's more than just the produce and the fruits and the meats. It's really an outstanding thing.
Mitch Morrison, who is the founder of New Jersey New World, co-founder of the Sparta Farmers Market, which is going to be the location of the first annual New Jersey Highlands Community Supported Agriculture, CSA, and Community Garden Fair. That'll be on March 19th from 9:30 in the morning till 1 p.m., spartafarmersmarket.org. Get more info about that, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. From what you've heard from farmers who participate in the CSA programs, Mitch, would any of them have not been still farming if it wasn't for this program?
You know, I don't know about that, Chris. We're an added income. So what happens with our farmers, especially with them selling directly retail at a farmer's market, is that that's their highest profit margin. And what the CSA does bring is the ability for them to have an upfront money. So a CSA is a contract between the buyer and the seller, and it allows the farmers to buy everything that farmer needs for the year. So it's a dramatic help, but I can't say that, you know, they would be gone if they didn't have that. I mean, there's certain CSAs that have 300-400 CSA shares, and there's others with, you know, 5 or 10 that are just starting out. So, you know, our goal is to help these farmers and to drive the CSA and, you know, help our residents buy healthy and local food, and it certainly is a win-win as far as we can see.
And with that idea of starting out, Mitch, if a farm, because you went through a list of the participating farms that will be at the fair on March 19th, if a farm is hearing about this for the first time and does want to get involved with the CSA program, what's the entry process?
Yeah, so they would go to our newjerseyneworld.com website, and my email address is there. All they have to do is email me.
And for the F20 program, the Highlands Farm to Office program, offices, again, listening, thinking, you know what, we have been we've been shirking our duty in respect to the farmers in our literally our backyards. What can the offices and office managers and bosses do to straighten that problem out?
Very good. So same thing. It's NewJerseyNewWorld.com, and happy to email back and meet with these people. You know, it really is fascinating that we're not only helping the farmers with, you know, residents in our Northwest, but we're also bringing it down to Bergen County and Morris County and so on. So, you know, the demand is driving this.
Well, that's how you tell when you got the right idea. And as you say, it's that win-win situation for the producers and the consumers. And to better ensure a future for the producers, that ain't a bad thing either. It's the first annual New Jersey Highlands Community Supported Agriculture, otherwise known as CSA, and Community Garden Fair. It will be taking place on March 19th from 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Sparta Farmers Market. That's at the Sparta Middle School. Learn more about that piece of Mitch Morrison's farm world. That's spartafarmersmarket.org. And to get more information as far as if you're a farmer to enter into the CSA program or find out more about the New Jersey Highlands Farm to Office program as well, That is NewJerseyNewWorld.com. And we've been joined by this morning by the founder of New Jersey New World and co-founder of the Sparta Farmers Market, Mitch Morrison. Mitch, thanks for helping our farmers gain a steady foothold on their heritage and their business, for bringing the community together in that mutually beneficial situation. And thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate the opportunity.